The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live, and we're launching into the third hour of this live Saturday edition of the program. As always, we'll take your calls about whatever's on your mind. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The number is brought to you by ProXPN. We also have Skype, and surprisingly, no one has availed themselves of it tonight. It's there for you. Username's lrn.fm. Just send a contact request. It'll be approved. And probably take me 10, 15 minutes to approve it, depending on where we are on a show segment.
Doesn't take long.
Versus the break. And then after you're approved, you'll be easily able to get on the phones with us to talk about what you want. So join us here and get on the lines, like Dana in Keene, New Hampshire, listening to our affiliate in Keene, WKBK.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Dana, welcome. You're on the air.
Hey, listen, you know, you were talking about lawyers earlier. I'm a big student of the Founding Fathers, particularly Benjamin Franklin and Thomas Jefferson and a few others. But Franklin, he wanted it. Of course, he couldn't enact it because 30% of the Founding Fathers, 40% were lawyers. But he thought to have a solid system. And, of course, him personally, I mean, he designed the whole system of senators and congressmen. But he wanted it written in a law that a lawyer could not hold public office. And I tell you what, it's too bad we couldn't have done something like that because, like you guys...
Well, I'm sure you've heard about the 13th Amendment, the mysterious kind of disappearing 13th Amendment.
I vaguely heard of it. I don't remember exactly the details behind it.
It's an interesting curiosity. I mean, as somebody who has an appreciation for the idea of not having lawyers in the government, you might want to take a look at it. It seems like a conspiracy theory when you at first blush, but there seems to be evidence for this, that at one time there was a 13th Amendment that had actually been passed that said that if one had a title of nobility, as it is called, like Esquire, which is usually
right.
The title that is given to an attorney, that one could not hold public office. And apparently that actually existed as an amendment to the Constitution and somehow was mysteriously wiped away in the past. It's pretty fascinating.
I look into that, yeah, because he was totally against lawyers. And you look at all the corruption and all the, I'm not going to say all of it, but probably 75% of it. It's all related to lawyers and...
Well, it makes sense, right? Yeah. I mean, they write laws for their own benefit so they can get business. I mean, every new law is new clients and they're walking through their front door.
And you can also sort of look, because there are 49 states that pay enough money that I think one can live. I should check the numbers on that. But the fact is, New Hampshire has the largest legislative body of any of the states in the union. They pay $100 a year to people to be in there, to be a state rep. And $100 doesn't go very far. So what you don't have in New Hampshire are a bunch of lawyers as representatives. And
it's
consequently,
true.
New Hampshire has been rated 3 out of the 5 times the Mercatus Center has rated the freest states in the union. New Hampshire has been rated number one. And they've been in the top 5 every single time, all 5 of those times. I hear that the next time they're going to be number 1 again, but I'm not 100% sure on that. So, I mean, you can see what happens when you get the lawyers out of government. You have a more free people.
You do. You do, because lawyer, it's like anything. It's a big business with them. It's all about money, and it's all about that, and it's just they're corrupt. And I'm not saying all lawyers, but...
Nope, not all of them.
Yeah, we'd have a much, much better system here if somehow we could have that enacted, you know.
If the legislative bodies were full of radio talk show hosts, you'd probably see a lot more laws that focused on building the business for radio talk show hosts. And it's obvious that if you concentrate one particular, class of people, one particular profession in there, that the laws are going to focus in a way that benefit that profession.
You know, this wouldn't be a bad idea to propose, Dana. I mean, as far as like New Hampshire, it's pretty easy, and you are here in Keene. It's pretty easy to, in comparison to other states, to get legislation written by average people actually passed. So would it be possible? I'm sure the attorneys would sue and take it to court. But would it be possible to pass a statute in New Hampshire saying you know, as of 2015, the beginning of 2015, all lawyers working for the state or whatever, working as represent state reps or state senators, must resign their positions. Or at the end of their next term, they must resign their positions. I'd like to see that happen, and it could be possible.
I would too, because, you know, it's the same way with the Founding Fathers enacted. They never envisioned a society where, and I'm not saying that's all lawyers, but where an individual goes to Washington and they sit down there for longer than I've been alive, you know, I mean, 40 plus years. It's insanity. And
thanks, Dana. I really appreciate your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE.
I'm not even horrified with how long a representative might stay in office. That's not the scariest part to me. The fact is that I don't think that there's – how many representatives and senators lose? The number's well into the 90 percentiles of them winning. The incumbent wins more than 90% of the time.
Mm-hmm.
They generally do not lose. When they leave to go get jobs. Jobs in the private market to lobby Congress again.
Yep.
They take higher paying jobs. It's basically an audition for graft and corruption. I mean, it's just disgusting what goes on there. I'm actually impressed with the ones that stay longer because they didn't take this golden juicy plum of sweet pork barrel money.
Oh, I don't know about that, Mark. You just don't know what they're taking. It's just not obvious. I mean, it's obvious when a government bureaucrat leaves the state,
yes,
and then they get hired by Monsanto or something like that, because usually some press release goes out and somebody will pick it up in the independent media and say, oh, look, the Senator so-and-so is now working for Monsanto.
What a surprise.
But
last year he, you know, put this bill in and that bill in.
But there's not going to be as much hubbub if Senator so-and-so stays as Senator so-and-so and quietly makes deals behind the scenes that funnel all kinds of money into his bank account. You know, that's not going to be as noticeable.
You know, I wouldn't, if I was a rep, I wouldn't do anything that was sort of illegal. I mean, a lot of them do these, they've written rules where they can do insider trading, essentially. They know the information before we do. They've allowed themselves to do that. It used to be against the law. They said, we can't. Ugh, that's just a little too tough on us. We're going to have to be able to do some insider trading, and even though the rest of you can't. It seems unlikely that they're just taking outright bribes too often, because they don't have to.
Let's go to Ryan in D.C. I'm not going to speculate on that point, Mark. Ryan, right. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Okay, I just want to let you know, first off, I'm a conservative guy. I consider myself conservative, libertarian. I appreciate your show, and I agree with about half of what you're saying.
Only half?
Only about half. That's pretty good, though. That's pretty good.
Okay.
I'm a police officer in D.C., and I will tell you, even working drug and violence-stricken areas, I don't see your claim come to fruition as far as normal citizens committing felonies every day. I just don't see that. I think, for the most part, a good portion of people are pretty good and law-abiding citizens, however you want to call that, but. You know, the thing was with pot, I do have to agree with you on that, and I think we've gone down such a terrible road of misunderstanding, and it is brought on by the government from a lack of control, and I have no problem with legalizing it and taxing it and help getting the deficit problem in this welfare state that the country's created underhand here.
Now, as a police officer, you're probably handling things like, the real felonies, the ones that people are, you know, getting all the time. I don't know.
That's what he's thinking about likely when he heard things
like
felonies.
I don't know. I didn't read this book, Three Felonies a Day. That's why I said it's a claim by an author. I really probably should read the Cliff's Notes of it just so that I can see what the author is making the claim on. But let me ask you this. I've got a good friend, a person that I know, I've known for a long time. When I hurt myself badly, that person took me into their medicine cabinet and gave me some out-of-date oxycodones. Did that person commit a felony?
I mean, by the law, it depends on which state you reside in.
Well, I'm certainly not giving any information that I have. But,
No, I'm not asking.
Basically,
yes.
Basically, yes.
If it's a felony in that state, it would be. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
How many people in America do you think have out-of-date medications in their medicine cabinet?
hundreds of millions, or tens of millions.
How many people in America?
There's one felony.
Further than that, how many people in America have shared a prescription medication with a friend or family member because they wanted to help them out? There's another felony. But if you want to hang on, Ryan, I want to continue to... He dropped off the line. I would have loved to have continued. Look, if you work for law enforcement, I think you've got an interesting perspective, and we love it when you call in, so feel free to call again. More coming up.
Quantum vibes, it's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find a key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference one cup at a time. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer you a free pound of BuzzBox coffee. It's organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade grown, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Try the best of the best for free. Just cover shipping. 10% of future purchases go toward helping us give the gift of human freedom around the globe with at least 100 microloans via World Vision. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number here is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Hey, we've got Skype. You can Skype into the show. Our username there is lrn.fm. And join us online, of course, at freetalklive.com. Lots of areas on the website for with which you may interact with other Free Talk Live listeners and more. Go to freetalklive.com. Need focus? Are you feeling fatigued? Trying to get that extra edge when it counts? There's so much going on at once in our lives these days. Every moment, it seems like we can't keep track of everything. And it's easy to get tired. Don't you wish there was something that could get you out of the rut and give you the focus you need and help you get things done? Well, there may be. Research modafinil from modup.net. Studies show 1 in 5 students use this cognitive enhancer, offering multiple benefits, including a double-digit increase in short-term memory, fighting off fatigue, and greater focus overall, so you can get things done. Businessmen around the world are talking about how modafinil from modup.net is making the difference in their work, giving them that critical edge that they're looking for. Modup.net, M-O-D-U-P.net. Check into it for yourself. They've got fast delivery worldwide for guaranteed high-quality modafinil at an amazing price. And, in addition, you get a discount if you pay with Bitcoin. 33% off if you pay with Bitcoin. These guys support the Bitcoin community at modup.net. And to make the deal even better, use code FTL and you'll get 10 free tablets with your order. Again, code FTL at modup.net. And remember, Free Talk Live is an international radio show and modup.net ships worldwide. It is your responsibility to know if local prescription requirements and laws apply. So go and check it out at modup.net. And don't forget our discount code. Or I guess bonus code would be the right term here, FTL, to get those 10 extra tablets at modup.net. All right, let's go to the phones here and bring back Dave in Poughkeepsie, New York. Welcome back, Dave.
Hi.
You were banned previously from the show, and you stayed off the air with us for a period of time, and now you're unbanned, so welcome back to Free Talk Live.
Do I have everyone's attention now?
You're sure
on national radio, buddy.
You sure do. You've got thousands of people listening to your voice, Dave.
I'm a little mad. Now, I don't know if anybody
What's
knows
new?
This or not, but I am a big WWE fan. I watch Monday Night Raw, Friday Night SmackDown. I don't know if you guys noticed this or not, but Seth Rollins turned heel on The Shield. He went from The Shield, I don't know, because this past Monday night, Triple H.
Now, heel's a bad
something.
Guy, right? In wrestling,
yeah.
The heel's a bad guy?
Yes.
How does that, I mean, I have to say, I haven't watched wrestling in a while. I mean, I've watched it off and on, just like here and there. I'll be at somebody's house, they've got wrestling on, and I find it enjoyable whenever it comes on. I find it to be entertaining. I mean, they call it World Wrestling Entertainment now, and I think it's an accurate thing. It's well produced. The writing is fun to kind of watch and listen to and watch the things they do on stage.
Now that we know Glenn Jacobs, Kane, I have somebody to root for, too.
Yeah, it's true. Glenn Jacobs actually a listener of Free Talk Live. So, Dave, how does someone become a heel when they were a good guy previously? What was it that changed this guy from a good guy to a heel?
Triple H had said that he always wins. Now, I don't know how he got to him or whatever, but this past Monday night on Raw, Evolution came down. It was just him and Randy Orton because Dave Bautista had left. He went back to making movies or whatever. And at the end of Raw, it was just Triple H and Randy Orton and The Shield were up on the ring, and they were all ready to fight. But then Seth Rollins grabs it. He steps out. He grabs a chair, and he smacks both Reigns and Dean Ambrose in the back. He starts wailing on them.
Now, who was the guy that changed into a heel? I missed that detail. Who's the heel now?
Seth Rollins is the heel.
So what's the motivation for him going bad?
Does he get a pay bump? I don't know. I was watching SmackDown this on Friday just yesterday, and he said he doesn't have to answer to anybody but himself.
I see.
I don't
so
know
he's
why.
Just
I don't
he's
know
just what. Snapped. Now the thing that I'm concerned with, Dave, is that not many people know what's going on in the wrestling universe. I don't know half of the names that you just spewed out, so it's not particularly relevant to people's lives. I think that it's a phenomenon. I think a lot of people love wrestling. I mean, it's a huge. To use the term, can you call it a sport? I mean, is it possible to call wrestling a sport even though it's staged?
I like a phenomenon.
Yeah, it's a sport, it's entertainment, but I watch Monday night, Friday night, but I just want to know why did Seth Rollins go from a good guy to a bad guy.
I don't know why either. It's writing. I mean, it's just they.
Yes.
They
the reason is because somebody who writes these stories thought that it would be a good idea, and nobody calls up and asks why Ross on Friends, didn't keep a secret. I mean, it's a story, Dave.
There you go, Dave. Good to hear from you, man. I appreciate the call tonight.
Yeah.
Toll free number is 855-450-FREE 855-450-3733. I mean, it's writing, and you keep things interesting by throwing in twists, right? So the guy who was a good guy all of a sudden goes bad and hits somebody in the back with a chair. I mean, it's a surprise.
Yep. Well, I mean, it's a plot twist.
Exactly.
You got to keep it going.
I have to say, yeah, I think it's very, very entertaining. And Glenn Jacobs, of course, really smart guy. Like,
oh, yeah. He's got the body of a big gorilla.
Yeah, he looks like a Neanderthal in a lot of ways.
No, this is a very, very smart man. This is the guy that plays Kane.
Yes.
And, he just takes up a lot of space. A lot of genetics, a lot of hard work.
Yeah, he's got a duck when he goes through doorways and things like that. But
good family man.
Super
who,
nice guy.
Reads Rothbard and Mises for entertainment.
So share your thoughts here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. And he's also a Free State Project participant.
And a Free Talk Live amplifier.
It's true. He's one of our matching amp contributors. Good time to talk about this. The Free Talk Live amp program. You can become an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. You can sign up for $5 a month. And Glenn Jacobs, amongst five or so other people, there are five or six, I think, total matching amplifiers here. These are people who are ponying up money to match the dollars that you contribute to the Free Talk Live amp program. So if you sign up at $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com, then I guess you could say that about one-fifth of the $5 that are coming back, maybe one-sixth of the $5 that we get in matching dollars are coming from Glenn Jacobs,
yeah,
essentially. So that's a rough number. A portion of the money that is being matched.
Glenn Jacobs and many other dedicated matchers.
So, yeah. So when you go and you buy stuff that the WWE does, if you go and you, see them in person, I guess, a portion of Glenn Jacobs' paycheck is going to support Free Talk Live to match your amp dollars. So check that out at amp.freetalklive.com. It helps us out when you amp because we can use that money to invest into the show and get on more radio stations all around the country. We just announced a new station tonight, WGRV in Greenville, Tennessee, and we're over 150 stations now. That's 150 talk radio transmitters around the country and beyond. We've got one in Guam and another in the Virgin Islands that are airing the show at various different times throughout the week. They're airing the ideas of liberty on the airwaves, and that if that's worth $5 a month to you to get more people tuned into these ideas, then please become a Free Talk Live amplifier. Your amp dollars will be doubled all the way through October, I believe it is. So we've still got several months left in this matching thing, and for all I know, we'll be able to talk them into doing it for another year. I mean, I presume we're going to attempt that at the very least.
I wasn't going to.
No?
Well, we'll see what you come up with a good plan, and we'll do it.
Never hurts to ask, right? I mean, our generous matching contributors have been matching your amp dollars for a full year here, and I don't know, maybe they'll do it for another one. Never hurts to find out and get their opinion. So, can't make any promises on that, but gosh, we sure do appreciate their support. And Glenn's one of them. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You take control here. One dad has been threatened directly to order to send his daughter to government school. We'll tell you more about it coming up here on Free Talk Live.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control toll-free, the live Saturday edition. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And join us online at freetalklive.com. Join us in real life in just over 2 weeks. In fact, in 2 weeks, there are going to be people already at Rogers Campground. They start to show up before the Porcupine Freedom Festival officially kicks off, which they'll be kicking it off on June 22nd. That is a Sunday. It runs all the way through June 29th, which is the following Sunday. It's a week of fun and fellowship amongst other liberty-minded people in the woods, northern New Hampshire, in a place called Rogers Campground. If you've heard about the Free State Project, that is the idea of bringing liberty-minded people all together to the same place here in New Hampshire, which was the chosen state for the Free State Project, and getting active to achieve liberty in our lifetime. If you've heard about the Free State Project, you probably already know about the Porcupine Freedom Festival. If not, come on up and check it out. This is a great opportunity to experience the community of liberty-minded folks that we have here in New Hampshire. Of course, many people attending the Porcupine Freedom Festival have never attended before. They've never even been to New Hampshire. It's their first opportunity, an excuse to come up and visit. And boy, is this a perfect excuse for that. You will meet all kinds of interesting people. You can experience interesting presentations. There's a DIY theme, do-it-yourself theme this year at Porkfest. There's lots of learning to be done this week, as well as partying. There's things like Buzz's Big Gay Dance Party. There's a new big goth dance party that's going to be happening. So everything from family activities, you can bring the dog and the kids, to personal improvement and making. There's even a class where you can build a gun, where you pay. It's an expensive class. But at the end, you walk away with
guns are expensive.
You walk away with a gun. So pretty cool. So now the actual cost of attending Porkfest is fairly affordable because obviously you don't have to attend everything that's going on.
$100 for the week?
The whole week, yeah, $100. That's because you've waited. You haven't gotten your ticket already. If you already got your ticket, then you paid less than that. But go to porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. You cannot get tickets online at this point. You just make your plans. Come on up. There will be room for you. It's a big campground. So last time we had about 1,500 people there. I talked to the campground folks, and they said they could handle 3,000 to 4,000. So there's still some room to grow for the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and it is probably the biggest. I don't know if it is the biggest, but it may very well be the largest libertarian, liberty-minded kind of festival out there, or gathering of any sort. I mean, there are some conventions that go on, but those are usually in the hundreds, maybe high hundreds. This event has reached 1,500 and will likely continue to grow. So come on up and join us June 22nd through the 29th. It's going to be a lot of fun, and it's going to be here before you know it. So make your plans now, and we'll see you. And even if you can only make it up for the weekend for Porkfest or just a couple days during the week, come on up.
It's worth it.
It is worth the trip, worth the journey. We'll see you there at Porkfest, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. Stoner Jim Bobby calling from Arizona on Free Talk Live, the live Saturday show. Go ahead.
What's up, dudes?
You're on the air.
Yo, Marcus.
Yes.
You with me?
I'm with you, man.
I took your minister's friend's advice, and I got a High Life, and I waked and baked this afternoon, and I picked up my cell phone camera, and I went down to the town square to film some old-timers cleaning up some chopped-up sidewalks. Now I'm an activist, and I feel such like a winner. And
wow, congrats, man.
I would submit to you, Mark, the reason why there's millions of my fellow Republicans that think that dope should be illegal is because people freebase on such ludicrous hyperbole as war on chalk and go down and desecrate a memorial parade by carrying a peace flag and showing nothing but the lack of respect to old-timers who were remembering people like it could have been my own dad that got murdered by Nazis or by xenophobic Japanese soldiers in the 40s.
And now, I've been told that no one wants peace like a soldier wants peace. And my friend who I go and visit, my friend who goes and visits, he's a World War II vet. I visit him weekly.
He's in a nursing home, right?
I don't know if it's called a nursing home or whatever, but, you know, he goes and he holds a peace flag and things like this at the peace vigil, that kind of thing. So, I mean, there are certainly veterans that would feel represented by that.
Blessed are the peacemakers. I believe the ones that carried guns, not peace flags, in the 40s created a world of peace and ridded the world of the two worst empires ever and made Germany and Japan great and wonderful countries afterwards.
I think there's an argument for that.
No, there's not. But
you don't think there's an argument for that?
No, I don't. I've already made that clear that I do not agree with that. It's disgusting to compare the two. But if you don't think that
people
today
who fought for you don't think people that fought in World War II made the world freer and better? I mean, obviously, if Hitler would have won, it wouldn't have been a great place. Then again, Stalin won,
right,
and that wasn't a great place either.
You can
Mao
go to
won.
Germany and live free and die if you like, and you actually can emigrate to those countries. And I'd love to I'd love to also quote something real quickly, if I may. Minister, you with me?
I'm listening to you, sir.
This is especially for the minister.
Okay.
If a stranger sojourn amongst you...
Both Mark and I are ministers of the Shire Free Church.
The New Hampshire Free Church. I didn't know you were both ministers. But this is my
favorite. You know.
Speaking of my minister, if a stranger sojourn amongst you, you shall not vex him, for you shall treat the stranger as one born amongst you, for you shall love your neighbor as yourself. But I ain't the terrible God that your minister friend forsaked on a previous Free Talk Live show, Mark.
I have no idea what you're talking about right now.
I know. It's Leviticus 19:33. I know, but you're a dope head. You've wasted your life smoking too much dope, and you're not somebody that I consider a real minister. Seriously, you should check it out. Terrible God that you said.
Jim Bobby, if you could just clarify what you're talking about then I could have some idea, and our listeners should have some idea. What conversation were you referring to?
About the migrant, the beginning of your show. I knew you were
okay, tonight.
Get me because, again, you're a dope. You don't even know the Old Testament.
Right. Well, you don't want to have a conversation? We won't have a conversation. You just want to call names? You're gone. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Yes, I'm clearly a dope and a total incompetent.
The guy wanted to talk about issues and, you know, admittedly...
No, he didn't. He wanted to call names toward
right.
the end.
Name calling's fine. You're a talk show host. You can live with it. I mean, it's...
No, I can live with it. And he called me several names and now he's done. If all you want to do is get on the air and call a bunch of names, that's not a conversation.
It's your prerogative. You're in the first seat.
Okay, poopy head. If I just sit here and call you names all night, that's not a conversation. You're
it's
talking
not good
past
for ratings,
someone.
I'll tell you that.
You're talking past people if you're just, you know, insulting them. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can tell me why I'm a dope, and we can talk about that.
Oh, I could go on all day.
Yeah, go ahead then.
Go. Right. Take the calls.
Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Well, let's jump into the story, actually, that you have, Mark, about this man who is in trouble. He's been ordered to send his daughter to a government school, which, of course, everybody is. Just normally you don't get ordered to because most people will send them without having to be threatened.
From RawStory.com, written by Travis Geddes, a Florida judge ordered a self-described sovereign citizen to send his daughter to school or face jail time. Joseph Rosa of Marion County was arrested Thursday for failure to appear at a truancy hearing and brought before the judge on Monday morning. I did not commit consent or assent to anything being done here, he repeated throughout the hearing. I am the executor of the state of Joseph Anthony Rosa. I demand immediate discharge of the state known as Anthony Rosa. Circuit Court Judge Anthony Tati asked Rosa, who claims the government has no jurisdiction over him and that he's bound by only common law, why he refused to enroll his 8-year-old daughter in school. Rosa, who was shackled at the ankles and wrists, was accompanied during the hearing by 5 sheriff's deputies and bailiffs after repeated confrontations with authorities, which he videotapes and posts on his YouTube channel.
Oh, wow.
He's been previously charged with driving without a license, obstruction of justice, and resisting arrest. His daughter attended kindergarten and first grade at a local elementary school, but she hasn't attended school since. The 37-year-old Rosa has accused deputies of trespassing and insists they cite the law he's broken during videotaped confrontations at his home. Well, that's a crazy thing to do, huh?
All right, I want to hear more about this. I mean, this guy, I think he's doing the right thing, although, I mean, in that he's pulling his daughter out of government school, I don't know if I support all of the sovereign citizen stuff. We can hash out the details here in moments. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
The year is 1636, and Commander Eddie Cantrell is on a mission to find oil in the Caribbean. But how will he contend with Spanish governors, hostile natives, and Dutch pirates? 1636, Commander Cantrell in the West Indies, is the latest book in the New York Times, Amazon, and Wall Street Journal best-selling Ring of Fire alternative history series from Bain Books. 1636, Commander Cantrell in the West Indies, by Eric Flint and Charles Gannon, another great book from Bain. Get it now wherever books are sold.
Yes, it's the Central Scrutinizer. I steal your labor by force through taxation.
My job is to spy on you and keep you from hearing things like the Freedom Fiends. I especially
do not want you to torrent Freedom Fiends episodes to keep them drone-proof. Do not go to FreedomFiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to FreedomFiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to FreedomFiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450. Free. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and of course you can bring up anything. Even in these remaining moments, we may be able to sneak your call in here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com. And don't forget, there are a lot of different features on our website, and we give them all away. Archives, you got them, back to 2006. Download as many as you like, totally free, at freetalklive.com. So there's a little bit more here, I think, Mark, to your piece from the Raw story about the so-called sovereign citizen who has now been ordered to send his daughter to government school. I'd like you to finish up the piece, and we'll go to your phone calls after that.
The 37-year-old Rosa was accused has accused deputies of trespassing and insisted they cite the laws he's broken during videotaped confrontations at his home. It seems like you have the right to videotape law enforcement comes to your home and ask what laws you've broken.
Mm-hmm.
The judge says they ordered Rosa to send his daughter to school, told him that she may not be late or have any unexcused absences. She may attend private school but cannot be homeschooled, the judge said.
Wow, this is Florida.
I do not take this matter lightly, Tati said. That's the judge. You have deprived your child of the one thing that our government has been fairly good at doing, and that's offering an education to children of this nation. Really? I mean, I think that like 20% of high school graduates, not the ones that don't graduate, graduates are functionally illiterate according to their own tests. That's what the government's done pretty well. I mean, it seems like you could do nothing and come up with that kind of number.
This is shocking. I mean, the idea that we'd heard that California was talking about eliminating homeschooling, but apparently this judge in Florida can eliminate homeschooling simply by waving his pen over a piece of paper.
That's it. And likely this girl is being homeschooled. I mean, there's concepts like unschooling out there where you don't actually use curricula and that you go about learning things.
This judge would not have any understanding of what that is.
Absolutely
not. He would be very upset to find
Absolutely
out.
Not. So, I mean, basically what this is a threat to be jailed for 180 days for not filling out the government's paperwork for a homeschooler.
Well, he's already in custody, isn't he?
Well, he is now because he wasn't going to. They didn't think he was going to come to court because he does this kooky sovereign citizen stuff.
Right. And, you know, he's making statements about how he doesn't understand, you know, what's going on, et cetera. And he, you know, represents the estate of Joseph Anthony Rosa and this and that. And there's all these theories out there about.
I just don't think that there's no conversation going on here. I don't know if the judge would listen or not. But if he had if he stated whatever his reason was for not sending his child to government school, like maybe he would get farther and he wouldn't be disallowed from homeschooling. Look, I philosophically do not believe that the government has any role in the education of my child. My child is my child. I'm responsible for her education, and that's why I haven't filled out any of your paperwork. Do you understand? Like, that's what my reason is.
Yeah, I mean, I think you make a good point. If all he's doing in court is just repeating the sovereign citizen mantras in the hopes that if he says it enough times that they'll get it through their heads and start respecting his decisions... obviously, that's not happening. So at what point do you drop these theories and try something new? Because this doesn't work. If it did work, we would have evidence of that, right? Like, if the sovereign citizen stuff, the theory, the court theory, the various different ones, if they actually worked, then why wouldn't we have some sort of evidence of it? Why wouldn't someone go out there and film their interactions or record their interactions or at the very least claim to have had success? Show the paperwork. I understand in a lot of places it's hard to get a video camera in a courtroom. Okay, so I'll give you get a pass on that one, because in most places, like here in New Hampshire,
he's in jail too.
Here in New Hampshire, it's not hard, but here in New Hampshire, if you've got friends who are on the outside, they can bring a camera in, and that's no problem. But some of these theories have been tried, and they've all failed, from what I can tell. I would like to invite anyone who believes in this stuff to come to New Hampshire. And go and get yourself a parking ticket or a speeding ticket or something like that. Get some sort of low-risk thing. Parking ticket's pretty low-risk. You can't get points on your license for that.
$5 in Keene.
Yep. So go and get yourself a parking ticket, and then file all the sovereign citizen paperwork that you want to file. You know, file your fee schedule, $50,000 an hour if you abduct me or whatever. You have to pay me to come to your court. These are all these things that, you know, some of the things that the sovereign citizens, so-called, will advocate for. File your notice of understanding and intent, or whatever you call it, with the court, declaring that you are a sovereign individual and that you do not consent to the court's rules and the jurisdiction. Challenge the jurisdiction openly in court and see how all of that goes.
And the reason you want to do it here is because you'll go there, you'll film it.
If it's in Keene, I'll go and record it. If you're in another place in New Hampshire, it's less likely I'll go, but someone else might go to record it.
You can get activists up here that will back you up, and they will be there. The
right,
problem
even
is,
if you're wrong, we'll still back you up just because, you know, we want to try different things and see if anything works.
One thing you can be sure of is this Mr. Rosa fella here, Joseph Anthony Rosa, he's not happy with this article that was written. All you have to do is have one article written about you, and you know that you're not happy with the way it was written. It just doesn't sound right. It wasn't written from the right perspective. It maybe
yep.
It's likely factually.
Yeah, something wrong.
Every story is factually incorrect in some way, shape, or form. And this guy could have had a record of what happened if he did it here in New Hampshire. He would have had people that would have backed him up. I'm sad for folks that, you know, take this path, because it often doesn't work.
Well, just to be clear, I don't support the idea of sovereign citizens, because you can't be a sovereign and a citizen at once. A sovereign is a king, and a citizen is someone who has relinquished their sovereignty in return for an obligation of protection from the king.
You sure can't.
So, that just doesn't work. But I do appreciate where they're coming from, in that they don't consent to the system, that they never consented to it, and they don't want to consent to it, and they
right.
just want to live free. That much I'm on board with them for, but I just don't know if their theories will hold water, and there's not much evidence that they do. Let's go to Terrence. He's in Madison, Wisconsin, listening to the Mike 92.1 WXXM. Go ahead, Terrence.
Yeah, I just, I guess you kind of grabbed a lot of the points that I was going to go for. I'm totally with you on, you know, I mean, my kids are in public school, but I actually have some friends with masters and PhDs in homeschooling and unschooling and all that, and I understand that point of view. I just don't understand how, you know, you can go into a court of law and argue in that court of law that you don't recognize the authority of that court of law and expect that that is going to work in that setting. I understand the idea that you wish that it were that way, or you, you know, want to support that or stand publicly and state that, but I just don't see how that is going to effectively win that case. It just seems like
I would say that likely what it is it's this, it's an extreme point of view that believes in the rule of law. There are people out there, I mean, we just had one call in tonight that you may not have heard him earlier, said that he believes so thoroughly in the rule of law that he would have returned a slave back in the 1860s that was escaped because the Fugitive Slave Act was the law. Now, there's people that believe this, and they believe so thoroughly that the law is the law that they see a corrupt system. And they believe that there must be something underneath, some law beneath the law that must still function. And it's, I mean, you know, the systems are just broken and corrupt.
Right, and I fully agree with that. I'm all for civil disobedience, but on the other hand, it doesn't really seem like anybody but the very small number of sovereign citizens are backing the sovereign citizen concept. I mean, not just the courts, but, I mean, public opinion, it just seems like nobody really seems to be backing that idea, at least not to the extent that they take it.
Yeah, I mean, I guess they would probably call that, what, argumentum ad populum, right?
Well, but most people who are hearing about sovereign citizens are hearing about them through the mainstream news media. If they have an opinion on them at all, it's likely because,
right,
you know, they've read some sort of mainstream media.
Then naturally you're only going to hear about the, you know, the furthest and the craziest and the ones with the least amount of valid argument. I mean, that's usually the ones that get reported on.
There's plenty of crazy. I mean, there's plenty of crazy within the sovereign citizen realm, and it's frustrating to watch people just fail at this. And I've done it. I've tried these things before, so I've been the failure in this case.
Well, you want to see if it works.
Right. Yeah, and I've changed my approach.
Well,
since then.
Anytime you end up going for that sort of thing, naturally you're going to attract a lot of people who are in it, not because they believe in a lot of the theories of the sovereign citizen movement, but more because they just want to get whatever the heck they want. And, you know, that's not necessarily the right approach. And inevitably,
absolutely,
it ends up leaving them looking, you know, like, you know, the selfish, self-interested people that they actually end up being at the core. But the downside to that is that it, you know, puts a black mark on all of the people who are in it for all the right, you know, right reasons philosophically.
Terrence, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's get Lefty on the line here in Lynchburg, Virginia, listening to WLNI. Lefty, you got about the last 20 seconds. Go ahead.
Look, I just think about your, not the last caller, but the guy right before that wanted to call y'all names. He should really read his history books, because most of our greatest presidents in this country were growers of marijuana. And that was one of the biggest cash crops besides tobacco in the early days of this country. And that's,
yep, hemp certainly was.
Solid point, and I'm glad you were able to make it so quickly. Thanks, Lefty. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. If you didn't get on this evening, no worries. We've got a Sunday show, and it's live, and Mark will be here for it tomorrow night.
Indeed.
So join us from 7 to 10 o'clock at night Eastern Time tomorrow night and every single night of the week, 7 nights a week at freetalklive.com or your local radio station.
The first human mission to Mars barely averts disaster when a meteorite strikes the spacecraft, nearly destroying it. Too far from Earth to turn back, the 8-person crew desperately struggle to survive as they ride their crippled ship to the Red Planet. The future of human spaceflight hangs in the balance. Hugo Award-winning author Ben Bova and NASA scientist Les Johnson craft a thrilling white-knuckle ride with Rescue Mode. Available now at fine booksellers everywhere.
Gold Bond presents Shaquille O'Neal.
So I'm hanging out with my Gold Bond buddies, and they're like, Shaq, great job with the Gold Bond powder spray. People love it. So I'm soaking in the good vibes, kicking off my shoes. Next thing I know, they're coming out with a new foot powder spray. Boom. Shaq strikes again.
Gold Bond No Mess Powder Spray cools and refreshes your body. And new Gold Bond Foot Powder Spray has 2 times the odor-absorbing powders to do the same to your feet.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. 8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.